Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Our text this morning is from the book of Ruth, verses 16, 17, and 19. Ruth said to Naomi, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you, for where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me, and more also, if even death parts me from you." So the two of them went on until they came to Bethlehem. This is our text. So join me this morning in living for a few minutes back in the time of the judges, back when Ruth and Naomi were alive in Israel. It was bad enough that they lived in days when the judges ruled the land, because those were the days when everyone did what was right in their own eyes, because there was no king. It was worse still that there was famine in the land, and that's why they decided to leave Bethlehem in the first place. Back then, the little town wasn't known for being visited by angels. In fact, it had a very bad reputation and well-earned. It was a place of idolatry and immorality and violence. Nothing good could come from Bethlehem back then. But still, Bethlehem was home, and Moab wasn't. Moab was a foreign land. Going there meant leaving family, leaving the land that God had promised, leaving their own little piece of the inheritance. It meant living in a foreign culture with different customs, surrounded by people who trusted in pagan gods. They would be strangers and exiles in Moab, and Moab, of all places. The history between Israel and Moab was not good. Those people had no great love for God's people. There was tension and animosity between them for generations and generations. So what kind of welcome would they receive there? What kind of life would they have in this new land? Going to Moab was bad, but they went anyway. The man and his wife and two sons, they went and they entered Moab, and they remained there. And then it got worse. Elimelech, the husband and father, the patriarch of the family, the provider and protector, died. They buried him in Moab. Naomi, his wife, was left a widow. But still, she had her two sons, the apples of her eye, Mahlon and Chilion. She wasn't alone. She could count on them to care for her. When they took Moabite wives, Orpah and Ruth, the family grew. Sure, the boys had married unbelievers. Never a good idea. Marrying outside the faith can be spiritually dangerous. But at least the family line would continue. And then it got even worse. For both Mahlon and Chilion died, and only the woman was left. Left without. Without husband, without sons, without anyone to provide for her or protect her, just plain left without. Famine at home, alone in a foreign land, too old to remarry, impoverished, vulnerable, the family line clean cut off, empty, no future. Her name, Naomi, meant pleasant, but after everything she went through, she told people just to call her Mara, bitter. "For the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me and has brought calamity upon me." It was bad, and then it was worse, and then it was worst of all. That's how it looked and felt from the inside, from sitting in Naomi's seat and walking a mile in her shoes. And let's not sugarcoat it either. Even when the story ends, her husband is still dead, her sons are still dead, and she still doesn't have very much. The Book of Ruth isn't likely to ever become a Disney movie, in other words. Not unless they take some very large liberties with it. There's too much sadness and not enough happily ever after. And sometimes that's exactly what life is like. Viewed from the inside, it doesn't always make sense. You can't always tell what's going on. The story doesn't always have that happy ending. Because sin is really sin, and sickness is really sickness, and make no mistake, death is really death. All you can see is the view from the inside and how life sometimes is far more bitter than pleasant. And whatever you do, even if your life is pleasant, don't judge that view. Don't deny it. Don't pretend that it can be explained away. Weep with those who weep and mourn with those who mourn. And in all circumstances, pray. That's the inside view. That's what it feels like when you breathe the air that Naomi breathed, when you put your feet on the ground beside hers, when you carry the cross with her. But it's not the only view in the Book of Ruth. There's also a view from outside, a view from above, a view from the author's point of view. You see, for the characters who are living the history, they can't see what the author sees, the one who writes it. He sees the whole picture. He creates the beginning and the end. He fits the pieces together, even the sad and broken ones. And what is this outside view? The outside view is that God is the one at work in the Book of Ruth, in the life of Naomi, and through her foreign daughter-in-law. It's the view that God was the one working in Israel, and he was at work for Israel and for you. His mercy is for a lifetime, even for a lifetime filled with sadness. And he was carrying out his plan all around Naomi, a plan to provide for his people, a plan to give them a shepherd, a plan to bring other sheep into that fold. And whatever else can be said, this much is true. God is faithful, even when his people are not. If we are faithless, he is faithful, because he cannot deny himself and his own promises. And yet there's a hint of this in Naomi's own life. She heard in the fields of Moab that the Lord had visited his people and given them food. Famine was over. She heard that word, and as bitter as her life was, she believed it. And she decided to return to the land of Judah. The Lord provides daily bread. And so she went where the bread was. He remembers his promises to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. He keeps his covenant with Israel. He is the Lord, a God gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. And despite everything she'd been through, Naomi never renounced her faith. She may have seen the events in her life as divine judgment. She cried out with a lament to God. She called her life bitter, but she refused to turn away from him. She believed that he could provide for her again. Sad though her life was, she trusted the author of life, the one who had the view from the outside, and she lived by faith. Famine and death could rob her of her husband and her sons and her wealth and livelihood, but they could not rob her of her God. And she's not the only one, because there's also Ruth. Ruth also heard the word about the Lord visiting the land of Judah, and she heard about the Lord from her husband and her mother-in-law, and she too believed. And as Naomi was picking up to go back, She urged Ruth to stay behind in Moab. Go back to the old ways. Go back to your old gods. Go back to your old family. But Ruth refused. She said, "Don't urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I'll go. Where you lodge, I'll lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. And may the Lord do so to me, and more also, if even death parts me from you." Doesn't that catch your breath? Isn't that a beautiful confession? Ruth would rather have Naomi's God and nothing than have her Moabite religion and everything. She would rather pick up her cross with the Lord and live as a stranger in a strange land than go back to the old ways and the old life. You see, Ruth is a convert. It's not about her faithfulness to Naomi, although that is great, but it's about her trust in God. She trusted the Lord, and that's where her faithfulness came from. And so the two of them, Ruth and Naomi, went on until they came to Bethlehem. They continued living inside that story, not knowing where it would lead next, not knowing how God would provide or what he would do for them when they got to Bethlehem. Well, God was at work on the outside. God was at work drawing on a bigger canvas than you could ever imagine that stretches all the way from creation to the world's end. A canvas on which everything was pointing toward Bethlehem. Because that's where God's faithfulness shines most brightly. That's where God turns everything outside in, and the outside view becomes the inside view. In Bethlehem, a son is born. A son is born to Ruth. They named him Obed, and he was the father of Jesse, the father of David. That David, King David, David who ruled over all of Israel, a ruler from the tribe of Judah, a king to rule God's people, a shepherd to care for his flock. Though David had plenty of moments when he didn't do that. And still, this picture is moving, and still the outside view is headed toward Bethlehem, because there's more. From that family tree, by Ruth, through David, another child is born in the little town of Bethlehem, the son of David, and yet David's Lord. Jesus was born, the Christ. That was the outside view that God was working toward for Naomi and Ruth, but they didn't know. They couldn't see. They had no idea where their story was leading. All they could see was the sadness on the inside. And yet from the line of Ruth is born the Messiah. From her comes the bread of life that comes down from heaven to give his flesh for all people. Through Ruth comes the one whoever feeds on him may live forever. Through Ruth comes the one who picks up his cross and carries it all the way. The one who lives on the inside of this story. The one who bears the sin of the world. The one who takes away the covering that is cast over all nations, even death. The one who was willing to risk all, to sacrifice everything, to go to a strange land, and even suffer death for you. He is the one who is faithful in all things. Faithful to his task and his work, faithful even amidst the suffering that he endures on that cross, when from the inside he cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And yet in the bigger picture, he is not forsaken forever. Though he lies in the grave for one day, 2 days, on the third day, he rises again. And he rises again to be your God and my God, and the God of Naomi and the God of Ruth. Because behind all of their trust in God, behind their faithfulness, and behind your trust and mine, even in the sadness of life, there is the promise of God himself, the promise of our Lord, who took on flesh and bore the cross for you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. For where I go, you will follow. Where I lodge, you'll lodge, for I go to prepare a place for you, and in my Father's house there are so many rooms. My people shall be your people, and my Father, your Father. And where I die and am buried and rise again on the third day, so you too will rise on the last day, and death shall be no more. And that's the outside view of Ruth and Naomi, and of your life too. In Jesus' name, amen.